Go away, kids! It's story time!
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home and school, at play and everywhere, we'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our song. There is all you need in Jesus. Won't you come along?
Well, hi there. Come on in. I'm Uncle Charlie, and this is Children's Bible Hour Storytime. Today, we've got one of those long-ago and far-away stories. Well, it might be long ago, but not too far away. Our story is written by Harry Trover and is entitled The Barrel Saw. Do you know what it means to walk by faith, to live by faith? You say, what's that? Well, that's what our story's about today. After her husband died, Mrs. Brown and her two children, Billy and Rachel, decided to go into full-time Christian work as home missionaries. So they left the big city and went into the hill country, in a green valley, to open a little brown church that had been closed for many years. We see them now standing in front of a little broken-down cabin that was to be their home.
Well, here it is. Home sweet home, children.
What a sad shack this is.
It's cute.
Yeah, if you like antiques.
Well, it's going to be home. And it's better than nothing.
Are you sure?
Just you wait until we clean it up and put some fresh curtains at the windows.
Plug up the holes in the walls.
Get some furniture inside. It'll look like a different place.
Well, I'm glad we're doing it for the Lord. I wouldn't do it for anyone else.
Now we begin to learn what it means to walk by faith, to live by faith. We all talk about it, but now we're going to get a chance to prove it.
I'm not worried. I know the Lord will take care of us.
If all it takes is faith, I've got lots of it.
I hope you can say that 6 months from now. But right now, we've got that old car loaded down with all kinds of groceries and supplies given to us by the women of the church we left.
Say, they must think we love bread to give us a whole barrel of flour.
We can be thankful we have a barrel of flour. It'll help to have fresh bread and rolls all winter long.
Well, I'm not afraid to trust the Lord. Even when the flour barrel is empty, I can still sing, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow."
That's my boy. And you may have to do it before we're through.
And don't forget, Billy, I'll remind you of what you promised.
That's a promise. If the flour barrel ever gets empty, I'll stick my head in the empty barrel and sing, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow."
Word soon spread through the mountains and across the valley that the home missionaries had come to open up the little brown church in the valley. Mrs. Brown and the children handed out invitations, and on Sunday morning at service time, the old church bell rang out across the hills. But when the hour of service came, not a soul was in that little church except Mrs. Brown, Rachel, and Billy. The next day, they got in their old car and headed off down the road to do some calling.
Hello? Hello there, anybody home?
Hello? Oh, yeah, I'm home. Wife's doing some washing. I just got back from hunting. Say, you're the new home missionary, ain't you?
Yes, I'm Mrs. Brown. This is Billy.
Hi.
And Rachel.
Hello.
Pleased to meet you. Now, heard you moved into the valley.
Did you know we had our first church service yesterday morning?
Yep, I heard.
We thought you and your wife might come. You used to go, didn't you? Your names are on the roll.
Yep, used to go. Ain't gone for quite a spell, though.
Why not?
Well, I tell you, every one of them home missionaries they send down here comes down here letting off steam about faith.
You gotta have faith. You're saved by faith. You gotta walk by faith. You gotta live by faith, they tell us.
That's right. You do.
Yeah, that's what they told us. But none of them ever stuck it out long enough for us to see the proof of the pudding. Just as soon as they begins having hard times, like we country people has all the time, they up and head back for the city.
Well, I can certainly understand how you feel, Jake. I don't blame you for feeling discouraged. But I can assure you that we have definitely felt the call of the Lord to come to this place.
Yeah.
And we don't plan to leave until our work is through. We want to see that little church thriving and growing before we leave.
Well, sounds good. We'll see.
However, in order to do this, you'll have to have some faith too, Jake. We have to have someone to minister to. Will you come out to the services and give us a chance to prove ourselves?
And what if you fizzle out like all the rest of them that came down here?
Well, only time can tell that. We can only promise you that we really mean business.
Yeah. All right. I'll think it over.
No. Please give me your answer now. I know that you're sort of the unofficial mayor and leader of this community. I found out that the reason no one was in church Sunday morning is because you had said that you weren't going. If you go, all the rest will follow. But if you refuse and stay out, I'm afraid the others won't come either.
All right. Tell you what. This is the last time I fool with a home missionary. I'll come to church Sunday morning, and I know the rest of the people will come too. But if you fizzle out like all the rest when things get tough and the old flour barrel's empty, I'm here to tell you that I'll never darken a church door again as long as I live. Now, you want to make the bargain?
That's a pretty stiff bargain. But if we mean business like we say, you have a right to make it. How about it, children? How about you, Rachel?
It's a bargain.
Billy?
It's a bargain.
How long have we been here now, Mother?
Oh, about 4 months, maybe 3.5.
Seems like a year.
Why?
Nothing ever happens. We've been working here 4 months, and not one man or woman or boy or girl has been saved.
I don't understand it either. Seems like they're hungry to hear the word of God, but something seems to be holding them back. I don't know what it is.
It's that Jake. That's who it is. If he'd just give in, the others would too.
Well, at least he's kept his side of the bargain. He's never missed a service. And the people have been regular too, rain or shine.
Funny thing about him, he always asks me the same question every time I see him.
What's that?
He always says, "How much flour is there left in the barrel, Rachel?"
How much flour is there left in the barrel, Rachel? And so it went. As that old flour barrel had less and less and less in it until it was almost empty.
I'm so hungry. Isn't there anything to eat?
Just 2 old dried-up turnips.
Not even a piece of bread?
Nothing. Every bit of food is gone.
3 days like this, I'm starved.
Me too.
Maybe some money will come in the mail. If only some of the people who believe in this kind of work would help support it. How much more we could do if we just had the means.
If these mountain people would give even a little, it would help.
They have little enough for themselves.
But they never give. I wonder why. Are they trying to starve us out?
I'm hungry.
I don't want to get out of this place, Mother. If nobody cares enough even to help us stay alive, why should we stay down in these mountains and die? Who cares?
Up to this moment, children, we've been walking by sight and not by faith. But now we have nothing. We see no hope of anything. Now is the time we begin to live by faith and walk by faith.
Pretty hard to do on an empty stomach.
Where's your faith, son? Say, remember that bargain you made with Rachel and me the day we moved in here?
What bargain?
Yeah, I remember. Billy said he would stick his head in the empty flour barrel and sing, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow." Come on, Billy, let's hear the solo.
Aw, go on. I was just kidding.
No, you weren't kidding. You meant it. Come on, son. There's the empty flour barrel. Now let's see how strong your faith is.
Well, I do have faith, as much as both of you.
Okay, prove it. Go ahead. Stick your head in and sing.
All right, but this sure must look silly.
Oh, we don't mind. There. There, get your head in. And now, Rachel, you hold his feet so he doesn't fall in head first.
Ready?
Go ahead. We're waiting.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen is right.
I'll get it. Jake.
Jake, won't you come in?
Howdy, Mrs. Brown. Could the children come out and help us unload some stuff out of my wagon?
What is it?
Well, I got a whole wagon load of food stuff for you. Me and my missus was out around the country today asking folks for some food to sort of help you out.
But how did you know?
I kept asking Rachel every meeting how that flour barrel was holding out. Last Sunday, she said it was empty. So I waited a few days to see what you'd do about it. But I ain't heard a peep out of you. I guess you people really mean business. So we're going to pitch in and help you out.
Whoopee!
All right.
Are you convinced now? Do you believe there is such a thing as faith, Jake?
I sure do, Mrs. Brown. You folks have proved it to me. Now I do believe you mean what you say when you talk about trusting in the Lord.
When I lay my head down on my pillow at night, I'm living by faith, not by sight. I shut my eyes tight and trust in His care, for Jesus is watching me there. When I wake in so bright in morning's bright light, I'm living by faith, not by sight.
One of my favorite chapters in the Bible is Hebrews 11. It's often called the faith chapter. The first verse says something like this. What is faith? It's the confident assurance that what we hope for is going to happen. It's the evidence of things we cannot see. Now, when we live by faith, does this mean we give all of our money away every day and trust the Lord to give us more to live on? Of course not. But it does mean that we don't spend a lot of time worrying about what's going to happen in the future. Jesus said it well in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6, starting at verse 25. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you'll eat or what you'll drink, nor about your body, what you'll put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Hey, time's up. Story time, a listener-supported production of CBH Ministries, because God loves kids. Goodbye now.